The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome, welcome to a Monday edition of Bob Burney Live. And we are broadcasting today in Columbus, Ohio, as we do every day. But today we are also broadcasting in Tampa, Florida. And we welcome our friends on Faith Talk 570 and 910 AM in Tampa, as well as our friends here in Columbus on AM 880 and 104.5 FM. Wherever you are listening, welcome. And let me give you the telephone number that works just as well in Florida as it does in Ohio. 877-BOB. Live, 877-262-5483. And if you were not listening in the last half hour, I hope you had a wonderful, blessed Christmas. I do. Different, unique, unusual. I would assume that for many of you, it was the most unique and unusual Christmas you have ever celebrated. But whatever the circumstances, we certainly can give thanks for the birth of Jesus Christ, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, Son of God, God Himself, incarnate God in the flesh. So I hope you had a wonderful Christmas. My wife and I did. We kind of spread it around 2 days with family, but had a great time. Privilege of preaching yesterday in a fine church. So blessed. I, my wife, our family, we are indeed blessed. Well, if you haven't heard, all of the drama about the COVID relief bill continues. No, it's not over. The drama began. The House and the Senate passed a COVID relief bill with tons and tons and tons of pork. Yeah, millions of dollars to gender programs in Pakistan. Now that is really going to help the people of America in the middle of a pandemic crisis. Yes, $10 million for gender programs in Pakistan and tons of other pork as well. $600 for each, almost every individual in America, $1,200 to a couple, and then so much for each child in the home and so forth. So the House and the Senate passed it, and President Trump said, I'm not signing that. It's a disgrace. It's filled with pork. I want at least $2,000 for every individual in America, not $600. That is a joke. It's a slap in the face. It's a disgrace. I'm not signing it. And some Republicans said, you go, Mr. President. Good for you. Democrats were going, we're all going to die because the president won't sign it. His own party's supporting it. And he's down in Florida golfing while the rest of America dies. Well, if you haven't heard, last night, President Trump signed it. Say what? He signed the bill that he just a couple of days ago called a disgrace. Yep, he signed it. So the Democrats are saying, oh, that's wonderful. He finally gave in and he signed it. And some very, very conservative folks are saying, the president betrayed us. Why did he? Responses are all over the place. Now, here's what the news media is not going to report to you. Yes, the president signed it, But he released a lengthy statement as well when he signed it. And the mainstream media is not reporting this at all. I'm not going to read the entire statement, but here is a part of it. The title, Statement from the President of the United States on Signing COVID Relief and Omnibus Spending Bill. As President of the United States, it is my responsibility to protect the people of our country from the economic devastation and hardship that was caused by the China virus. I understand that many small businesses have been forced to close as a result of harsh actions by Democrat-run states. Many people are back to work, but my job is not done until everyone is back to work. Then let me skip a paragraph. As president, I have told Congress that I want far less wasteful spending and more money going to the American people in the form of $2,000 checks per adult and $600 per child. Continuing, whenever the president determines that all or part of any budget authority will not be required to carry out the full objective or scopes of programs for which it is provided, or that such budget authority should be rescinded for fiscal policy or for other reasons, including termination of authorized projects or activities for which budget authority has been provided, the president shall transmit to both houses of Congress a special message describing the amount to be reserved, the relevant accounts, a reason for the rescission, and the economic effects of the rescission. I will sign the omnibus and COVID package with a strong message that makes clear to Congress that wasteful items need to be removed. I will send back to Congress a red line version, item by item, accompanied by the formal rescission request to Congress, insisting that those funds be removed from the bill. I am signing the bill to restore unemployment benefits, stop evictions, provide rental assistance, add money for PPP, return our airline workers back to work, add substantially more money for vaccine distribution, and much more. On Monday, that would be today, the House will vote to increase payments to individuals from $600 to $2,000. Therefore, a family of four would receive $5,200. Additionally, Congress has promised that Section 230, which so unfairly benefits big tech at the expense of the American people, will be reviewed and either be terminated or substantially reformed. Likewise, the House and Senate have agreed to focus strongly on the very substantial voter fraud which took place in the November presidential election. The Senate will start the process for a vote that increases checks to $2,000, repeals Section 230, and starts an investigation into voter fraud. That's not all of the statement, but that's most of the statement from the president. He said, hey, if I didn't do it, unemployment was going to run out. The country was going to shut down. So I had no choice. I had to sign it. But I am calling on a rarely used provision called rescission. And I'm going to send it to both houses of Congress, and we're going to demand that the pork be cut out. Okay, I am not an expert. Don't pretend to be one. Never portrayed one on TV. But in my personal opinion, it's not going to happen. I sincerely doubt that the $2,000 thing is going to pass because of Republicans. The Democrats will vote for it in a heartbeat because that makes them look good to their constituents. And remember, the liberal left is all about power and authority. They are not about helping people. The Republicans, for the most part, I think are going to resist for purely budgetary reasons. So the president felt extreme pressure to sign this thing because of unemployment benefits ceasing and so on and so forth. And he's trying to appease his base by appealing to this rescission aspect. But from my understanding, it has very little likelihood of changing the pork in this bill. So anyway, we will see. We should know possibly by the end of today, if not today, certainly by the end of the day tomorrow, whether Americans are going to get $600 or $2,000. All up in the air, and it's politics. But that's where we're at right now. Hey, my number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Love to hear from you, whether you're in Ohio or Florida or somewhere in between. We'll be back.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome back to Bob Burney Live. You absolutely have to hear what Kamala Harris said about Kwanzaa. Well, you got to hear this. I'll get to that in just a few moments, but first, I've got Dell in Plain City, Ohio on the line. Dell, welcome. You're on Bob Burney Live. Thanks for calling.
Hello, Bob. Belated Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you and yours.
Thank you, and you as well.
Thank you very much. I saw the demands that the president was placing wrote out to give to Congress regarding that on MSNBC this morning. They happen to pretty much agree with you on it, that it's basically non-binding or whatever. My question really is, though, is where did the $2,000 suddenly come from? Because, and the reason I'm asking is there were three parties throughout this entire process, the leadership of both houses of Congress on the Republican and Democrat side. And the White House was represented by Steve Mnuchin and others. And this goes back to summertime when they were working on putting this thing together. And then and the president had even signaled that he was going to sign this thing. And then suddenly he's like, well, we need $2,000. Where in the world did that come from?
Well, Dell, that is easy, from the money fairy.
Oh,
don't,
okay.
Don't you know that?
Well, I had given up on the money fairy long ago. And the other thing is that I've seen people complaining that the $600 was going to burden our grandchildren with all this extra debt. And then suddenly the president says $2,000.
Yeah.
And the same voices are saying, hey, that's great. Where do I get mine?
I know. And that's our human nature, Dell. Whether you're liberal or conservative, the human nature says, I want more for me. And fiscally, this is unbelievably irresponsible. We are already trillions of dollars in debt. Trillions of dollars in debt. But, Dell, when it comes down to politics, again, I think the Democrats are far more guilty of this, but Republicans are as well. It's all about the next election. It's all about staying in power. And if you're a Republican and you oppose giving out free money, you're going to look like the bad guy.
Well, but the $600 complaints are coming from conservatives saying that it was going to blow the budget and saddle our grandchildren. And they're the same people now that are saying $2,000 is absolutely wonderful. So, I mean, yes, it's both.
Well, not all of them. There are a bunch of Republicans in Congress that are conservative that are opposing the $2,000. Our own Ohio Jim Jordan is very vocal opposing it. Rand Paul has been very vocal in opposing it. So not everybody. Not everybody.
I'm talking about the public in general.
Sure. Yeah.
You know, the other thing is, I lost my train of thought here, but, you know, the biggest question I have is, as I said, the president was signaling, oh, I know what it was, all these pork things, you know, especially the money going overseas. Now, I'm not sure about the Pakistan sexual studies or whatever, but a huge amount of all this overseas money that people are complaining about was actually requested by the Trump administration
through
the State Department.
No, that's true. You are correct. I don't know about the $10 million for Pakistan's gender education programs. But much of the foreign money that the president is now complaining about were in the budget that he proposed. That's absolutely true. That is correct.
I would hate to work for the guy because he's thrown Mnuchin under the bus. He's thrown Pompeo under the bus through the State Department and anybody else who was associated with this. I mean, it's horrible.
Well, when I look at the presidency of Donald Trump, in my personal opinion, I believe that he has done far, far, far more good than bad. I think he has been good for America, but his flaws have been so incredibly visible because he doesn't try to hide them by any means. I was hoping and praying that he would be reelected, but his presidency has not been without failure and a whole lot of people thrown under the bus. That is correct.
Well, my major concern is I am traditionally a conservative voter and traditionally, you know, am in line with all this that conservatives believe in. And I have to admit that I voted for the other guy simply because I am scared to death what he would do with an additional 4 years of presidency, because he has so expanded the powers of the presidency and what was, you know, it's going to become normalized.
Well, I think
you're going to have an AOC type person, not her necessarily, but somebody with her character get into the White House someday and use those newly found levers of power.
Well, the thing is, most of the powers that he has gained have been through executive orders, which are very easily overturned by the next president. So that really doesn't concern me. Biden concerns me much more, because I think he's just a puppet. I really do. And I am shocked at his support for abortion, the destruction of the traditional family. I think some of the fears concerning Donald Trump are justified. But for me, and that's just my opinion, the fears of Joe Biden are far, far, far greater. And the fears of Kamala Harris are even greater, and it is my personal opinion that Joe Biden will make it maybe 2 years, and he will either resign or be removed from office, and I think it's very likely that we will have a President Kamala Harris. Could be wrong on that. You know, hey, I'm not a prophet or the son of a prophet. But,
well, what makes you believe that?
I think that there's a very good possibility that Joe Biden will be impeached by his own party because of this Hunter Biden thing. I think this is more and more serious than we realize. That's number one. Number two, he's 78 years old, and I don't think that the powers that be in the Democrat Party really wanted him as the candidate, but he was the most likely. So, again, my personal opinion is I think he was a puppet. And when his use is over, they'll cast him aside. Hey, Del, good to talk to you. Thanks for the call.
Happy New Year.
Hey, Happy New Year to you as well. I appreciate it. God bless you. 877-BOB-LIVE. We'll be back.